Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. Oak Park. Famous actors, architects, writers, even mobsters have called it home. And today, we'll take you there. Sponsored by McDonald's. Great schools, a diverse culture, and perfectly located. Find out why Oak Park should be your hometown.
And take advantage of those McRib sandwiches, because this is the last season you're going to be able to get them. They're retiring the McRib, which they rolled back out in Chicago October 31st. They ain't going to be there forever, and I enjoyed one of those for lunch today. Speaking of famous folks from Oak Park, City Kids Camp board member Michael Rutkowski is from Oak Park. Met him the other day. What a good guy he is and has been for that good organization. And speaking of good organizations in Oak Park, here's Carla Mayer, the program manager of education and outreach at the Ernest Hemingway Foundation in Oak Park. Hi, Carla. This is John. You're on the air. How are you?
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
I presume the foundation supports the birthplace, the home. What do you all do?
Well, we have restored the house that Ernest Hemingway was born in Oak Park, and I think it's one of the best-kept secrets in Chicago. Most people don't know that Hemingway came from the Chicago area. He actually went to Oak Park River Forest School. He was born in Oak Park. And to really understand Hemingway, I think you really need to understand where he came from in Oak Park and the amazing cast of characters that influenced him.
Oh, really? You think that in his literature we've got some Oak Park references?
Oh, absolutely. Not so much references as much as it is influence. His mother was an opera singer. His father was a doctor. He was raised by this amazing cast of characters that were very well educated and had a big impact on educating him. He never went to college. So what he got from the community and the family in Oak Park.
About that. And won a Pulitzer Prize, too. So when I go to the house, then what do I see? How do you feature him?
Well, you'll get the opportunity to see the house that he was born in. It was built in 1890. It's actually a Victorian house, which seems very different than what we know of the modern Ernest Hemingway. But he was born in his grandfather's home, which is a Victorian home. And as we go through each room, we take you through the different people who influenced him and how they shaped what later became his art. His mother, as an opera singer and a painter, introduced him to the world of art. His father, as a doctor and a scientist, introduced him to nature and hunting and all the things that come out in his stories about the natural world.
Wonder if it's reaching too much to try and find where his prose came from, his style, and is somehow influenced by his youth or his upbringing.
Yeah, I think so. And in some ways, it might have been influenced as almost a reaction to his upbringing in some ways. He really, even though we think of him as a modern writer, his feet are pretty firmly established in the Victorian age in some ways. I mean, he's born in 1899 in a Victorian house. His parents are very progressive in some ways, but in other ways have very traditional Victorian morals. And what he pulls out of that after his short time in World War One, where he's injured, is this desire to be authentic and this desire to represent reality in a way that feels truly honest.
Yeah, that's well put. So what do I do? How do I do the Hemingway home? What should our listeners know and do, Carla?
Absolutely. Go to HemingwayBirthplace.com. You can make a reservation to come. Right now, we're only open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, but you can make a reservation there. Tours are about an hour long, and I promise it will be a great experience.
Okay, that's HemingwayBirthplace.com, HemingwayBirthplace.com. What a nice gift for somebody for the holidays. Maybe, hey, let's go do
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's a wonderful opportunity to bring family and just see a part of Chicago that most people don't know about.
Carla, let's visit again. Thank you for the heads up and the idea for a great tour.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, John.
Carla Mayer is the Program Manager of Education and Outreach at the Ernest Hemingway Foundation in Oak Park. One more time, HemingwayBirthplace.com.